for some time now, quite a few months, we've been trying to work with the railroad. We've had a lot of communication with them on the issues that we've had with trains blocking several intersections in our city. And so through that communication, we've tried to understand both sides and try to figure out what would be the best conclusion and how we could help to make it so that those crossings weren't going to be blocked. But with the growing economy, the trains have gotten longer, and so it makes it awfully hard for them to be able to stop outside of town. And there's also safety issues for their employees as well when they do that. They've also informed me that cutting trains wasn't going to be an option anymore either. So as a last resort, and we really didn't want to come to this, but we are following what Indiana code dictates in that we can write a ticket for a train blocking a crossing for anything in excess of 10 minutes. So starting on August 20th, our officers started to cite those trains that they do notice are blocking the intersections in excess of the 10 minutes. And as of today, we've wrote just the 4 tickets, but we still want to continue to communicate with the railroad. If there's any conclusion we can come up with, and that would be great, because we'd rather not cite them, and because we understand that they're here, their families are here, and they, you know, they do a lot of good for our community. So anything we can do to help out and work with, as a team back and forth to come to a great conclusion would be outstanding.